The girls clamber over the rocks, shrieking with a happy recklessness when the wind blows hard against them, making them feel mortal for a moment. I try to reach them.
"Nell!" Miss Moore shouts. "Wait with me!"
"But Miss McCreevy," I hear myself say, "they're getting ahead!"
"Let them go. Stay with me."
Confused, Nell stands watching her friends out on the rocks. Miss Moore raises her hand. There is no snake ring on her finger. There never was, I come to realise. I told Miss Moore about the ring I'd seen, and the girls in white made me see what she wanted me to see. Miss Moore mumbles in a tongue I cannot hear. The iron grey sky comes alive, twisting and turning. The girls sense the change. Their faces show alarm. The creature rises from the sea. The girls scream in terror. They try to run, but the great phantom stretches out like a cloud. It races over them and descends, swallowing the girls whole as if they had never existed. The creature sighs and groans. It unfurls its great wing arms, and I see the girls trapped inside, screaming. Miss Moore's hand shakes. She shuts her eyes. The creature turns its hideous head in our direction.
"There is one more, I see,"
it hisses. The sound makes my blood go cold.
"No,"
Miss Moore says,
"not this one."
"She cannot bring you in. Why do you care if she is sacrificed?"
it screeches in that doomed voice.
"Not this one," Miss Moore repeats. "Please."
"We decide who shall be spared, not you. It is your misfortune if you come to care for them."
The thing expands to fill the sky. The skeletal face is large as the moon. The mouth opens to reveal jagged teeth.
"Run," Miss Moore screams. "Run, Nell. Keep running. Block it from your mind."
I do. In Nell's body, I'm running as fast as I can, slipping over rocks. My heel catches in a crevice, and my ankle gives way with a sharp twist. Wincing in pain, I hobble on, down the cliffs, the thing hunting me. The creature shrieks in rage. The fear is overwhelming. I shall die from fright. Have to keep it from my mind. "Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after." I'm out on the slippery rocks. The sea grabs at my ankles, soaking me through. It's coming. Oh, God, it's coming for me. "Jack and Jill! Jack and Jill! Jack and Jill!" It's so close. I let go, falling into the restless sea. I'm sinking. Lungs ache for breath. Bubbles race for the surface. I'm fighting the current. I shall drown. I open my eyes. There they are, the three of them. Such pale faces, the dark hollows beneath their eyes. My scream is buried underwater, and when I'm pulled from the depths by a pair of fishermen's hands, I'm still screaming. The pressure's back. The vision's ending, and I find myself once again in the yellow light of Miss Moore's flat. I know the truth. I try to stand, and my legs give way. With effort, I stand. When I leave, I don't even bother to shut the door. The stairs shift before me. I go to put my foot on one and fall.
"You all right?" Mrs. Porter asks.
I cannot answer. Must get outside. Air. I need air. Mrs. Porter comes after me.
"Do you ask her about me rent?"
I stumble out into the night air. I'm shaking all over, but it isn't from the cold. It's the magic taking hold of my body, wearing me down.
"Miss Moore!"
I scream into the darkness. My voice isn't much more than a raw cry.
"Miss Moore!"
They're at the bend in the street, waiting for me, those awful girls in white. Their shadows grow taller, long dark fingers creeping across the wet cobblestones, closing the distance between us. The familiar voice skulks out.
"Our mistress is in. We have the seer. She shall show us the temple."
"No," I say.
"It's almost ours. You've lost."
I try to swipe at them, but my arms barely move. I fall to the wet street. Their shadows reach across my hands, bathing me in gloom.
"Time to die."
The constable's shrill whistle rings in my ears. The shade recedes.
"Easy there, miss. We'll get you home."
The constable carries me down the street. I hear the percussive clicking of his shoes on cobblestones, hear the whistle blowing, the voices. I hear myself mumbling over and over like a mantra. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me.